The following is a paid program on this station.
Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. And Scott Ralston's in with me this morning, attorney at the
office.
Morning,
Rick.
Good morning. Kind of a sloshy drive in there this morning.
It was. It was a lot of rain coming down earlier.
Lots of rain, and it's dark now. You know, the days are getting shorter, moving into the holidays, starting off with the goblins and that on the Halloween night. So we'll see how things go. You know, it was kind of interesting. I heard something on the radio the other day that there's a group of people that are perhaps proposing that Halloween be dedicated to a Saturday in October rather than having it randomly throughout the week. And I don't know. It'd be interesting to know what other folks think about that. I think it's a pretty good idea to stop that from all the issues that arise during the week with the little kids and school and timing and all that fun stuff. And then our grown-ups have to get up and go to work tomorrow morning after Halloween. So, hey, folks, today is somewhat of a special show. We have gracefully given up our part of the show over on Cairo for our Seahawks. Going to be playing the Detroit Lions today. I think both teams are going to really have their hands full. They're both 3-3 teams. They're both vying for potential wild card spots in their divisions. And so it's going to be an interesting game today with Matt Stafford and Russell Wilson. And let's see who can establish the running game, because I think that's both teams' strategy. Folks, you know, we can't talk about the Seahawks, obviously, on our show all day long, but it would be kind of fun. But what we can do is take some leadership from the Seahawk organization, and especially from its recently deceased owner, Paul Allen. Certainly no surprise now to everyone that Paul Allen has passed and is going to leave a lasting legacy on mankind, I think, for a long time to come. And Paul was truly, you know, a unique individual. I think everyone's heard all kinds of stories about him and all the things, of course, rescuing the Seahawks. And they were packed and ready to go to Anaheim. But, you know, that's the sports teams. But if we look around, you know, South Lake Union and the development that's been done here, and then if we look at Vulcan Industries and all of the things that Paul has done, but he's done so very quietly. I mean, he was not a hugely public figure, as so many of these folks are. He gave rare interviews, and he kept things private. And that's kind of the theme, I believe, of what his estate plan is going to look like. There hasn't been anything that's really come out about what his estate plan was. It's estimated his estate was in the $20 billion range. So we certainly hope that he had some sort of plan, because if it just went to probate all by itself, wow, that would be a disaster. We'd be talking decades of unraveling a probate of that nature. Can you imagine,
and
Scott?
And probably, what, $8 billion in taxes probably approaching?
He runs this one play where he helps out on Brett just a little bit. It was a bit of a
little bleed through there? Okay. So so this $20 billion, the $100 billion question is, what's going to happen to it? And many are surmising, in fact, it's being talked about in the Wealth Advisor news feed that comes out rather frequently, and that perhaps Paul Allen does have an estate plan, and that perhaps his estate plan might be that we're never going to know what it was. And many of you may say, well, how can that be? I mean, everyone's interested to know what his estate plan was. But when we give our presentations and our classes to you folks us ordinary people, not the Paul Allens of the world. We're giving you the same advice that most likely Paul Allen's attorneys gave him. And Paul was one of those guys that was, you know, I heard it being talked about this morning that whatever room Paul was in, he was probably the smartest guy in the room. And yet, because of that, he surrounded himself with the best talent he could find and, by and large, allowed those professionals and experts in those areas to do their job under his guidance and vision, and but then relied on their expertise in their various areas. So when we're talking about estate planning and what Paul may or may not have done, all of us can, you know, kind of give our professional opinions on what might have been done. But one of the key questions that we ask a lot of our clients when they're doing their estate plan is the how important is it that your estate plan remain private following your death? And I have found over the years that privacy in the estate planning process has been a growing concern for many because of scams and all those things. Scott, you live in this world where you see people that, you know, have poorly done estate plans and the public disclosures that have to go through and then the potential scams or family squabbles and disputes that arise.
Yeah, and it's there's, you know, certainly an advantage of avoiding some of these things being out in the open. And we'll talk about it as we get further into the morning. But, I mean, one of the things that these private trusts, which is what we're talking about, have is ADR provisions, which can help avoid these
ADR being?
Alternative dispute resolution, excuse me.
In other words, going to mediation or arbitration rather than court.
And what that does is it allows a level of privacy even in cases where there is that family dispute over an estate.
So we oftentimes, and most of you have heard about trust, certainly if you listen to yourpartnerinlaw.com here on KTTH and also Cairo most mornings, and we're not preempted by the Seahawks, we know that there's just basic fundamental things that we can do. And one of the benefits of trust-based planning is that there are a variety, almost an endless number of types of trust. But then within the trust instrument itself, the variety of the decisions
it's
that can be made,
infinite.
It's infinite, really. I mean, there's so many things. And, you know, that's one of the most alluring things in law to me is the creativity that can be built around estate planning through an effective use of trust and perhaps other business entities and charitable types of trust and organizations. And we've oftentimes talked in our events and on this show about the estate tax being somewhat voluntary. Anyone who wants to create an estate plan and not pay estate taxes at either the federal or state level does have the option of giving money, say, a quasi-equivalent amount to charities. And we find that many wealthy people have set up foundations and things like that. We're certainly all very familiar with the Gates Foundation, you know, probably one of the largest foundations in the world, of course, funded by Bill Gates and Melinda. And the charitable organizations are a benefit to us taxpayers, because the reason that individuals get deductions, if you will, from taxes for charitable giving, philanthropic giving, is that the qualifications to become a qualified charity have to serve a greater public good, which means that what charities are doing, by and large, would otherwise have to be done by government. And by the government's own records, their own accounting records in the General Accounting Office, they have since about 1910, over 100 years now, 110 years, that the story hasn't changed. Charities can deliver services far, far, far more efficiently than the government. About 10 to 1, 7 to 1, 10 to 1, someplace in there. So for every dollar that goes to charity, it would take $7 to $10 going to government to achieve the same thing. So by wealthy folks and the rest of us, by donating to charity, we should actually reduce the amount of taxes we all have to pay. And that's kind of an interesting thing, because I think many people might mistakenly think of charitable planning as a loophole or a gadget for the rich. And I don't really think of it that way, because I look at our clientele, Scott, and while we have some very, very wealthy clients, I don't believe any of them are in Paul Allen's wealth category. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
And because there's only one person that has that in their office. Okay. But the commonalities are the same. Whether you have 1 million, 5 million, 20 million, 50 million, 100 million, the things that Paul Allen might have done to preserve his privacy and to minimize taxes, all of those strategies are available to you as well and can be properly scaled to your own personal estate plan. Now, that's not going to happen by chance. You're going to have to put something together on purpose well before your demise, and then work that plan, keep it current, put people in place, as we talked about just a few minutes ago. Paul Allen, smartest guy in every room he went into, probably, and yet he relied heavily, from all stories and all accounts, on those advisors that he chose to carry out his plans, whether it be running Vulcan or any of the myriad of enterprises. We've heard Pete Carroll talk about this, and John Snyder saying, you know, he came in, but, you know, he said, I'm kind of the money guy, I'm behind this. Now you guys go forward and build this team. And so he created a philosophy, and he created something to give people guidance. One would have to imagine that his estate plan will continue to give guidance to those who are going to guide his fortunes after his death. And I think that's one of the things that many individuals sometimes lose sight of in their estate plan, is that legacy. What is it you're leaving behind? What lessons learned do you want your family to know about you and to pass on, your values? Folks, I'd love to hear from you this morning, and we don't often get a chance to talk just to you KTTH folks. It's usually split with Cairo KTTH, but we're honoring the Seahawks today, and we gave up our slot. Actually, we didn't give it up. It was just pretty much taken. But, hey, that's the way life is. But listen, to for all you KTTH folks out there today, 1-800-465-8770 is the call-in number. That's 800-465-8770, and that's going to get you right on air. We've got Andrew in there this morning. He's going to take your call and get you right on air. And y'all know Andrew, or Andrew from the Cairo side, if you ever flip over there. Tom and Curly Show, I believe. He runs, which has got to be quite a challenge.
It is. There's a lot of moving parts with that.
A lot of moving parts with Tom. Just keeping up with him, it's like, wow.
Definitely.
I mean, I'm doing his estate plan, as he's told everybody in the planet. And for me, it's chasing John around and the same type of thing. So he's a ball of energy and a ball of fire. And we've all got to know John. So kind of fun. So, Andrew, thanks so much for filling in this morning. We really do appreciate that. So, folks, give us a call at 800-465-8770. And we'll get you right on air.
So if you're sitting there thinking, why are these guys talking to us about a guy that has a $20 billion estate plan and talking to us about charities and avoiding taxes? One of the things that you have to keep in mind, state of Washington, tax level is just a little bit above $2 million.
Just a smidge and over, and lots of folks have $2 million and more dollar estates.
In Seattle, you know, Puget Sound area in particular, if you own real estate, you've got an IRA, you got a 401k, you got a life insurance policy, pretty common set of assets for most individuals approaching, you know, 40s, 50s years old to have all of those assets lined up, you're probably over $2 million. You probably have a taxable estate.
You know, Scott, it really does come as a surprise to many people. Of course, everything we hear on the news or we read about, it's always talking about the federal estate tax, which is a very large deduction, historically the largest deduction we've ever had at $11.2 million. Now, there have been a few years over the last 100 years, a few years, where there actually was no estate tax. But in those years, Scott, where there was no estate tax, there was a capital gain tax that got overlaid onto the estate, where, in, you know, when we have an estate tax, when we die, our capital assets get a step up in basis. So we call that a step up in basis. Whereas when we don't have an estate plan, historically, every account that I've researched, they do away with that step up in basis on your capital assets, which wipes out all lifetime capital gains and reestablishes basis. That is not in force when we do not have an estate plan or an estate tax. What happens is we get what they call a carryover basis. So whoever is inheriting your property will end up inheriting your cost basis, and when they sell that property, it will be subject to estate taxes based on the decedent cost basis in that property, therefore creating a bigger tax than if it had had the step up.
And so it can be pretty significant. This issue comes up with like real estate, for instance. And we do a lot of, you know, gifting. We can talk a little bit more about that after the break.
Yeah, let's do that, because it's really important, I think, for people to kind of get this thing about this $2 million estate tax and how that comes about. Hey, folks, the phone line's open, 800-465-8770. Your Partner in Law. We will be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian has 2 classes coming up in Tacoma on November 3rd and Bellevue November 17th. Seating will be limited, so reserve your spot right now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo Radio and KTTH. And Rick, you've got a great class coming up on December 4th in Bellevue, and I've got to say, I am so thankful for the planning that you helped put in place for my family. I know that we have proper planning and my family is protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do and we love these educational classes. We show you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, and much, much more.
This sounds like another great opportunity to avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
It is, and it's critical. I can't tell you how many people end up in our office looking for help they would have otherwise avoided had they just taken the time to put a proper plan in place.
And you can learn how to do just that December 4th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Join Rick. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregrick. On Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty. Welcome back, folks. Yeah, we'll get moving there. Hey, well, you guys just heard the ad from John Curley, and I need to do a big correction to that ad. So we are doing our Retirement Freedom event, and that's coming up December 5th. We had a little snafu with the venue between the 4th and the 5th, so the correct date is December 5th, and it's going to be 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Residence Inn in Marriott. Retirement Freedom is one of our more popular events we've been doing over the last 5 years. Our colleague, financial expert Tom Koch, host of Talking Real Money, is going to be there from Vestry Financial, and he's going to be talking about some great things that you really want to be able to learn about in your estate planning. So make sure that you do get signed up. These events are always sell out. So you can get your tickets at yourpartnerinlaw.com. They are available now. This is the unveiling of the event this weekend. We always announce them on the radio first to give you guys first dibs to make sure that you can get your reservations in. There is a nominal fee, but I guarantee you will get a great return on your investment. And so come on out and join us for Retirement Freedom, December 5th. That's 5. 6 to 8 p.m. That's going to be at the Residence Inn in Bellevue. And golly, we just really enjoy meeting all you folks. We just wrapped up one of our other events here last week and just met a bunch of really great people, and it was really good. So great feedback, and we do that. Hey, we got Mark out here in Woodinville, and we'll take your call. Good morning, Mark.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. I like all the things you're talking about. It really opens people's minds up.
Well, thank you. That's the idea. So you had a question about something about the estate tax?
Yeah, in other states, is it the same as here?
No. Every state has something different relative to state estate taxes. They kind of fall into a couple different camps. There are states like Washington who have established their own estate tax limits, and I believe they go anywhere from about $700,000 exemption up to about $5 million. So Washington's right there in the middle. We go down south to Oregon, they're about $1 million. We look at the eastern seaboard, and many of those little high-tax states are equally high, or excuse me, low exemptions, therefore creating higher taxes. And then there are some states that they share in estate taxes with the government, and we call those a pickup tax. So those states, individuals there would only pay estate taxes to the extent their estates were over the federal $11.2 million. And then there's a third type of state which shares with the federal, but they don't have what we call an estate tax. They have what we call an inheritance tax. And that's a tax that's placed on the assets that are being inherited by, say, children or spouses.
The received.
Or whoever receives that pays a tax on it. Similar to an estate tax, it dilutes the value of the estate for the beneficiaries and works very similar. So it's a pretty complex web of different types of taxes. And then when we look at, you know, estate in total, you know, do they have an income tax? Do they have a capital gains tax? Do they have a gift tax? You know, do they have this tax, that tax, or the other? And so we have to kind of compare and contrast the states in their totality of estate taxes. So it does become rather challenging, Mark. And I do thank you for that question, because we do have a very migratory population today.
Yeah, that was one of the points I was going to bring up.
Only one more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is California similar to ours? Are they higher?
California does not have an estate tax.
Oh, they don't?
They do not. They have every other tax, but they don't have that one. No. For instance, they have a capital gains tax that we don't have. They certainly have a very significant income tax that we pay during life. But presently, California does not have an estate tax. They follow the federal pickup regime.
And then one of the disadvantages of California is if you probate in California, it can be very costly.
We have a 20% tax over $2 million, but I didn't know it started at $700,000.
No, our tax in Washington is the first $2,179,000 is exempt. And then the tax rate in the state of Washington is kind of staggered. It starts off at the first million, so between 2 and 3 million, the tax rate is 10, and then every million or so it goes up and maxes out. I believe around $7 million estate would max out at the 20%. For those who are very wealthy and have
20% after 2 million. Wow. I'm glad to know that.
Well, and you know what? There's lots of ways to avoid it. And I can tell you that
come over... in there and hire you.
Well, you know, that's what brings many people in the door, obviously, is that, because most people would certainly rather their money go to their family and friends or perhaps a charity of their choice rather than the government very often. And I think that's great.
And Mark, if you stay on the line with us, we're going to, let's continue listening to the show. We're actually going to talk about some of the mechanisms that you can use for tax avoidance in Washington.
Thank you.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much for the call. And folks, the call line's open at 800-465-8770 for all of my favorite KTTH listeners today. Today's show is dedicated to you. So, make sure you get that in. And hey, Scott, while we're looking, also, I wanted to make sure everybody knows to go to our blog on the website, or you can find us on Twitter under rjglegal.com. There's just a variety of ways to stay up to date and learn about a lot of this stuff. Folks, we're going to take more of your calls after break at 800-465-8770. Your Partner in Law will be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley here with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo Radio and KTTH. And Rick, you've got a great class coming up on December 4th in Bellevue. And I've got to say, I am so thankful for the planning that you helped put in place for my family. I know that we have proper planning and my family is protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do. And we love these educational classes. We show you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, and much, much more.
This sounds like another great opportunity to avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
It is, and it's critical. I can't tell you how many people end up in our office looking for help they would have otherwise avoided had they just taken the time to put a proper plan in place.
And you can learn how to do just that December 4th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Join Rick. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
All righty, we are back. You're listening to Your Partner in Law on today's special KTTH edition only. So we're talking just with you, how special and intimate that is. Hey, the phone line's open at 800-465-8770. I just wanted to make sure everyone listening knows the Retirement Freedom, our next class that's coming up, is December 5th. John's been back in New York, and we got some wires crossed on the date and time because of the venue. But anyhow, it's December 5th. That's the 5th of December, 6 to 8 in the evening in Bellevue at the Residence Inn. That's with my good buddy and colleague, Tom Koch. We're going to be talking about how to deal with retirement and planning to get there, and if you're already in retirement, and how you integrate that into a properly integrated estate plan. It's one of our most popular classes that we give. So do get out there and get your tickets right now, yourpartnerinlaw.com. Real easy to do that. And we've got John in, does it say Washington or Oregon, it says here. Wow. Hey, John.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's up?
My mom passed away and left me this property. It's a pretty comprehensive will, and I'm the legal rep. I can do it, whatever I want with it. I've left this property, the estate of my mom, her name, and I'm wondering, what is the benefit of that? Is that a protection for me? I was under the impression when the lawyer took the death certificate to the county and registered with them, it automatically became mine. But in the will, I'm specified as the legal rep. I can give it away, I can sell it, whatever. I didn't do a probate, but if I go to sell this place, I get a lot of flack from title companies. Everybody wants to.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Okay, John, let's back up just a little bit.
Okay.
So we make sure we kind of have a full understanding of what we're doing here. So Mom had a will.
Yes.
And she had assets that she owned in her own name.
Right.
Okay, so that means you need to do a probate, okay? Because until you do a probate, you're not going to be able to transfer title of mom's assets to the proper beneficiary. Now, you're saying in there, she named me as the executor and I can do whatever I want. Let's temper that a little bit. Let's just draw that back a little bit because that's not entirely true. What you can do is make what your job is when you're the executor, the personal representative, is to carry out the instructions within the will and distribute the property to the named or proper beneficiaries. And then so in reading mom's will, she should have said my estate goes to someone. Do you have siblings?
Okay. It goes to me. They did a background for everything, and my brother's not the only heir I've got, my brother, and he's not listed on it. The only person on it other than me, if I died, is my neighbor, who I knew all my life. Beyond that, in the will, it says I can do whatever I want. I have control of all the property, assets, everything.
Okay.
It's pretty big will. And I'm wondering why she did this as an estate. Is there a benefit to an estate of?
Typically, no. We would normally recommend that because it leaves too many things uncertain that may end up in probate litigation.
Yeah.
And how long ago did your mom pass?
About 6 years now.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. One of the things as a personal representative is a personal representative or administrator of an estate, you have a duty to, you know, fairly expeditiously marshal marshal the assets and pay the liabilities and close the estate. So, you know, you do actually generally have a duty to take care of this stuff within a timely time period. And you are going to run into problems when you go to transfer the property because the title is not in your name. The title is in the name of the estate. And then, you know, how are you paying for the taxes, the real property taxes? You're probably just paying for about
taxes,
a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My name doesn't show up anywhere in the county.
Right. And that's going to be a problem, John. And, you know, and it could subject you to some penalties or some other things at some point.
Yeah, there's
point
some
in
transfer
time.
Issues, at least in Washington, if you wait too long to transfer property.
Is there a
property.
Specified time that I'm supposed to? I can't find anything that addresses that.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of time limits. So basically, the will is supposed to be submitted to the court within 40 days of your mom's death. After that, you're late. And then depending on the value of her estate, if there were any taxes due, either income taxes or estate or inheritance taxes, those were due either the year following her death or within 9 months, whichever, depending on which tax. You know, John, what I'm going to suggest is that you give us a call maybe during the week, Monday. Feel free to leave a message at the office today if you like. We'll get back with you. What would be most beneficial if we sat down with you and probably read the will and took a look at it and then gave you real advice, because anything I'm going to talk about over the radio is going to be nothing but
Sure, I understand.
Guessing.
You've got a time factor. Well, you know what the funny thing is that when he did the will, this attorney, there everything was researched. Everything's paid for. Property's paid for. There's nothing that is incumbent on. I mean, there's nothing affecting it.
Right.
I'm lucky in that respect.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And so I feel comfortable with that, but I didn't know there were actual time limits. But I called the court down here, the county. They said I could get paperwork and do it myself, the probate.
You could, but given your situation and 6 years passing, I'm going to recommend you not do that.
Yeah. Well, if I hire the same lawyer, it's going to cost me like five up front and $2,500, which I don't have at this time. That's a problem there with me. So, hey, listen.
Well, give us a call, and we'll kind of run over it. I will tell you that most law firms are going to be very similarly priced for similar quality and levels of work.
Being said, I want to pay for what I get, you know.
You betcha. Value is what you want out of anything we buy. So,
do you have another number I can call?
You can find us a couple different places. Our website for the law firm is rjglegal.com. It's my initials, Richard James Gregrick. rjglegal.com. Okay. And the phone number for the office, folks, is 425-284-3450.
Okay.
And that's 425-284-3450. Hey, John, best of luck. Look forward to Scott and I
Thank you very much for having a chat with you. And your input.
You're very welcome, sir.
I appreciate it very much.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, folks. So, you know, there's always more to learn, and that's what we're all kind of here to do on Your Partner in Law. And we're going to take a quick break and then continue with your calls at 800-465-8770. Your Partner in Law. We're going to be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, well, I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian has 2 classes coming up in Tacoma on November 3rd and Bellevue November 17th. Seating will be limited, so reserve your spot right now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo Radio and KTTH. And Rick, you've got a great class coming up on December 4th in Bellevue, and I've got to say, I am so thankful for the planning that you helped put in place for my family. I know that we have proper planning and my family is protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do and we love these educational classes. We show you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, and much, much more.
This sounds like another great opportunity to avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
It is, and it's critical. I can't tell you how many people end up in our office looking for help they would have otherwise avoided had they just taken the time to put a proper plan in place.
And you can learn how to do just that December 4th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Join Rick. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregrick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Hey, welcome back. I'm attorney Rick Gregrick, the law firm of Gregrick & Associates, and you're listening to Your Partner in Law, and this is the exclusive KTTH edition day. Got the Seahawks pregame over there on Cairo this morning. Got Dory over there getting everybody fired up. So there'll be a big game today at 10 o'clock. So that's great. We started off the show talking a little bit about Paul Allen and his estate plan potentially, and more likely than not, the privacy that he has built into his estate plan. And when we do things privately through the use of trust and other various mechanisms that Paul may have employed, one of the lessons that we want to make sure we all take is that it doesn't mean there's nothing to do to settle his affairs. There's lots of work. It will likely be going on for a number of years, and we will perhaps never know very much about it, depending on the type of planning he did. If Paul did a very structured plan based on protecting and preserving his assets and his privacy, well, good for him. That's what we teach, and that's what most of our clients are looking for. But being private, in other words, not being under the auspice of the court with the court's heavy hand in the probate process and the public nature of that, doesn't mean that his estate isn't going to have to be administered properly, assets properly titled to the new beneficiaries, whomever they might be. Who's going to be in charge now as trustees or other types of things? That's all going to play out, because there was no outward idea that Paul had transferred his assets into a trust. All the public records appear to still be in Paul's name. His ownership interest in Vulcan, for instance, his largest asset more likely than not, is still in his individual name. But we'll have to see what happens and what triggers may have been put in place on documents upon his death. So we'll all wait with bated breath as this kind of unfolds. But I think the lesson that we want to learn is that proper prior planning is going to give you superior results. But I think also important, you know, above and beyond the documents, and Scott, this is something that you have to deal with, is, folks, when you have these documents, you can't assume by the name of the document on what you may or may not be able to do. In other words, gee, you're named as an agent under a power of attorney. Great. Now you have to actually read that power of attorney to find out what it is you're allowed to do.
Yeah.
Same thing with the trust or
the
will.
Title. Yeah. I mean, just because it's a trust doesn't mean it's just like any other trust. You have to read every section of that trust.
Powers of attorney, the entire trust.
And powers of attorney. We've talked over and over on the show about how powers of attorney are oftentimes the most misunderstood documents and oftentimes the most abused documents. Sometimes they are abused as a result of people just simply not understanding what their powers are. Other times they are abused because people just choose to abuse them. But, you know, understanding what that document is not just reading the title of it. You've got to see what your powers are as a fiduciary. As a trustee, same thing. You've got to look at that document. You've got to figure out what it is that your duties are, what your responsibilities are, what your powers are. And then again, getting into the tax planning, which we've been talking a lot about. You know, all of these documents can be used in one way or another to affect tax planning.
You know, and it's so important that we understand exactly what these documents say. And I don't want to offend anyone out there, but I would highly encourage anyone who is named as a fiduciary, as an agent, an executor, trustee, any of those fiduciary duties, when you are called upon to act in that fiduciary capacity, things change. How you make decisions is different than how you make decisions for yourself, because there's no conflict of interest for you making a decision for yourself. But if you're making decisions on behalf of others or decisions that will impact others, then you have this heightened fiduciary duty of fairness and doing things right, exercising prudent decision-making processes. And then just also to understand what those documents say, because despite many of our best efforts as attorneys to write documents in relatively plain English, we are still kind of forced into using certain types of legalese or certain legal words or phrases that themselves have significant meaning that may be very different than the lay interpretation of those same words. If you were to go to Webster's Dictionary and look it up versus Black's Law Dictionary, you might find something very different in that interpretation. So we always recommend that people meet with a good estate planning attorney, if you're ever called upon to be that fiduciary, make sure you understand exactly what your duties and liabilities are. Otherwise, you're going to end up in a litigation case at one end or the other. What Scott talks about, these conflict of interest cases, he has undue influences, overstepping as a fiduciary, not carrying out your fiduciary duties. Scott, I mean, you've last 20 years you've been doing this.
Yeah, I mean, I deal with these things all the time. And one of the things I think is probably the best piece of advice I can give for people out there is if you are making a decision as to who you're going to put in place to make your decisions for you when you no longer can make your decisions, you got to make sure that you sit down and talk with a qualified attorney about who that really should be. The natural choice is oftentimes your children, okay? And that may not be the best choice. My second piece of advice is if you're sitting out there and you're about to or already have ascended to the position of a fiduciary, you're a power of attorney, you're a trustee, you're the PR of an estate, know what you're doing. Again, sit down with a qualified attorney, get advice. Sit down with accountants, get advice. Talk to people that know what they're doing and that deal with this day in and day out. Yes, you're going to spend some money. A lot of people are real hesitant. They don't want to spend the money on it, but it's money well spent.
Hey, folks, we're kind of coming towards the last segment of the show coming up, so if you want to get your calls in, now's the time. 800-465-8770 to get right online with your partner in law. We will be right back.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450 or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's John Curley here with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law here on Cairo Radio and KTTH. And Rick, you've got a great class coming up on December 4th in Bellevue. And I've got to say, I am so thankful for the planning that you helped put in place for my family. I know that we have proper planning and my family is protected.
John, that's exactly why we love what we do. And we love these educational classes. We show you how to protect your family by establishing proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, and much, much more.
This sounds like another great opportunity to avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
It is, and it's critical. I can't tell you how many people end up in our office looking for help they would have otherwise avoided had they just taken the time to put a proper plan in place.
And you can learn how to do just that December 4th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Join Rick. Seating is limited for this class, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, folks, we're back in the waning moments of the hour. Your partner in law. Hey, I want to make sure you know about retirement freedom that's coming up. That's one of our most popular classes that we do. This one's with Tom Koch, host of Talking Real Money with Don McDonald. He's going to Tom's going to be there talking about your finances and investing in. I'll tell you, you know, Scott, I know you've had the same experience. We've listened to Tom's presentations, hundreds of them over the decades now. And it's rarely a time when he's speaking where I don't learn something more.
Yeah, and he's very awesome. Engaging. He's very entertaining. That time, he spends about an hour giving, you know, his class. And when he goes through it, it's over lickety-split, too. So that's one of the things that's fun about it as well.
It's great. Tom gets the integration of planning between your finances, your estate plan, the insurance you're going to need, your tax planning, all the things that surround your estate planning. Tom's just been doing a great job, and kudos to his firm, Vestry, for all of the both state and national recognition they've been receiving over the past couple of years. Remarkable accomplishment. So we're so pleased to have him. But, folks, it's Retirement Freedom, December 5th. December 5, 6 to 8 p.m. That's going to be at the Marriott Residence Inn in Bellevue. It will fill up, so we always announce our events here on the radio, so give you guys first dibs at getting your tickets. And so you can go to yourpartnerinlaw.com, simply click on events and follow the instructions. It's very simple. So yourpartnerinlaw.com, sign up for Retirement Freedom. Get signed up today before the tickets go away. So, you know, in the beginning of the show, Scott, we were talking about various types of planning and things that people might consider in doing in various forms and fashions to reduce their taxable estate or the amount of their estate that would be subject to taxes.
Yeah, and it's always such a big surprise to people that at the Washington state level, how low the taxable estate level is. I mean, just a hair above $2 million, and it's pretty common for people to be above that.
Well, in King County here, you know, the average price of a house, $700-ish.
And one of the things I think that it's important for people to understand is, you know, your estate consists of everything, okay? It consists of your IRAs. It consists of your equity in your home. It consists of your brokerage accounts, checking accounts, your savings accounts, your life insurance policy. That's the big one that people don't realize. And so, you know, when some people think, well, I'm only worth, you know, $1.5 million, but they have a $1 million life insurance policy out there, that means they're above the $2 million level that makes them a taxable estate. And the life insurance policy is the one that most people do not realize is included in the calculation of the value of your estate.
It really is. So really, I mean, in a nutshell, what we're talking about when we're talking about estate tax reduction strategies, it's going to fall into one of three categories. It's going to fall into gifting. Now, that gifting may be to family members or friends or charities. So gifting, that's one thing. Just giving it away. Sometimes we might put certain assets into various types of business entities, which might be subject to a discount, which is very complicated to explain over the radio.
Yeah.
But basically, if you take $1 million of assets and put it into a properly drafted business entity for estate planning purposes,
and then gift
those shares away or even keep
portion.
Them, those shares are that value of the assets you transfer into the business translate into a business asset now. And so let's say you put $1 million piece of real property into a limited liability company, and that limited liability company was structured properly. Please don't do this yourself. You'll blow it. If it's structured properly, it might be subject to what we call a valuation discount, which could be 30, 40, 50% of the asset value. So when the government is going to ask you to determine the value of that business entity, you're going to hire a business valuation expert, and they will come up with that business valuation, very much like a real estate appraiser would come up with the value of real estate. And they're going to be able to discount that asset value because of the provisions that are put in the business document relative to restrictions on what each business owner or shareholder may or may not do. In other words, do they have voting rights? Do they have rights in management? Are the shares freely transferable? Are they freely liquid? All those types of things. And we can do that.
And then there's outright gifting as well, which may be something that you can do as well. And the reason that there's outright gifting is because the gap between Washington's $2 million estate tax and the federal $11 million estate tax, there is no consequence in Washington if you gift to give away funds to get you below the taxable estate level at the state level.
So, and folks, so, is this getting confusing or what? And, it's really tough. This is Sunday
and
morning.
And of course, you have to take into consideration when you do the gift is that you are gifting at your basis. So you got to weigh the estate tax versus the capital gains on the item that you are gifting if you choose to gift. So it's, you know, this isn't stuff you're going to want to do on your own. This is stuff you're going to want to sit down and talk with.
Yeah, we want the financial advisor involved. We want the CPA involved.
Exactly.
We want the attorney involved.
You got to have some numbers run. You got to have it done properly. But there are definitely ways, especially if you've got, you know, a $3.5 million estate. There's fairly, you know, non-complicated ways that you can look at to get away from the state estate tax.
Well, Scott, one of the beautiful things and folks about estate planning in today's modern context is you don't have to be a billionaire to do some very effective tax planning. And I'm going to let you guys in on a secret. I think some of our clients have far superior estate plans than many of these people that show up in the news and the celebrities and the politicians and the actors. It's just been staggeringly embarrassing to some extent to see the poor planning or the non-planning that people have done. I mean, Aretha Franklin here, you know, having cancer for a year or better and finally passing, but it was just amazing. She didn't even have a will. You look at these estates, James Brown estate. How long ago did James Brown die, Scott? Decade? Folks, his estate is still open today.
You tell me you're asking that question today.
Yeah, it's a long, long time. And so there's all kinds of interesting things that go on. But, you know, you don't have to have that chaos in your family. Proper estate planning is something that is scalable virtually to every economic situation. Clearly, a third of our clients have no money that come in, and we're looking at government assistance programs, VA programs, Medicaid, all kinds of things, charitable issues. So, you know, and then, you know, fabulously wealthy and everything in between. But folks, young and old, rich and poor, all of us need an estate plan. I'm going to leave it at that today. We'll be back next week, and thank you so much for listening, and go Hawks!
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.